Grow Cookia. Welcome back. I am sitting here with Katie Hogan. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's lovely to have you on the show. GCH listeners, I have to tell you that Katie and I are colleagues. We work together at the Unova Center here in New York City. So it's particularly fun to chat to you. And one of our specialties here at the Unova Center is treating infertility. So I wondered, Katie, if we could talk a little bit about using Chinese medicine as people go through fertility treatments.
I'm really excited to talk about this topic. I think that as women are going through IVF in particular and other assisted reproductive technologies, IUI, medicated IUIs, acupuncture and Chinese medicine can be extremely helpful and supportive during that time.
Well, before we go any further, I think we should probably demystify a lot of the initials. IVF means in vitro fertilization. IUI is intrauterine insemination. And a lot of our patients here at Unova are doing that. Now, there is plenty of research, isn't there, Katie, that shows that acupuncture isn't just stress relief while people are going through these treatments, but can actually affect the outcome in a very positive way.
Absolutely. Acupuncture and Chinese medicine can be extremely helpful during IVF, and there's been studies to show that it's clinically effective. There was a study that was performed in Germany where 180 women who were doing IVF, 50% of them had acupuncture and 50% of them did not. And the half that had the acupuncture had a 50% better outcome with the IVF.
And that's actually quite a staggering statistic in some ways. And we have plenty of information about this on the Unova blog, GCH listeners, if you're interested. But I think you'll probably agree with me, Katie, that the best thing, though, is not just to have acupuncture with your IVF procedure, but to have it for several weeks or months beforehand and get in really good shape ahead of time.
The thing about Chinese medicine and acupuncture is that it's a holistic medicine, and it can help with egg quality and egg production. So women who are doing an IVF cycle, they can produce more follicles before the retrieval, and those eggs can be of better quality, leading to healthy embryos once they're fertilized.
So as an experienced practitioner of Chinese medicine who works with women going through these assisted reproductive techniques all the time, if someone comes to you and they are going to do an IVF in 2 months, say, and they want your help preparing, where do you start?
So I start with a general constitutional diagnosis, and that involves a regular in-depth intake. We talk a lot about their reproductive history, menstrual history, as well as their general health history. From there, we start treatment with acupuncture and generally Chinese herbs as well to get them prepared. Having several weeks or a couple of months of prep time, what I know you like to call the premester, can be very, very beneficial for helping women prepare as they go into the IVF.
Well, yes, and I would actually say that for all women as well, I'm sure you would too, that even if you're not doing an IVF, if you're planning to have a baby, you're right, I do call it the premester. I think it's worth you spending 3 months getting in really good shape so that, you know, you stand a good chance of having a healthy pregnancy. Now, you mentioned that you do a constitutional diagnosis. Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Sure. So in Chinese medicine, we have what's called pattern diagnosis. So we don't look at individual symptoms, where all the practitioners here are experienced at looking at lab tests or interpreting the hormone levels and the lab numbers. That's not the whole story. So we're looking to see how people are sleeping. How is their digestion? Do they run hot? Do they run cold? All of these questions that may get lost through the cracks in seeing their fertility specialist, they mean a lot. They mean a lot to us as Chinese medicine practitioners. And from there, we can determine what are the core imbalances and how do we correct them.
It does. And I think it's very valuable. And you mentioned something that I think is rather useful here at the Unova Center, which is that we're very biomedically literate and we're very steeped in fertility medicine. So we're good at reading people's lab tests and we do get information about them from that. But we also look at that against the background of who they are constitutionally, their interior landscape, and that can be really helpful. So when you've decided on your diagnosis, you prescribe a course of acupuncture, presumably, and your herbs.
Acupuncture, herbs, as well as dietary suggestions, lifestyle suggestions.
So there is actually some interesting research out there. It was done by a friend of mine, Lee Hollander, that looked at what's called whole systems Chinese medicine, which is the whole thing, the dietary advice, the herbs, massage, moxa, acupuncture, so much more than just acupuncture, and showed that it really did increase live birth rates in people going through IVF, that it's not just the acupuncture around the IVF. But when we get to the IVF procedure, fertilizer, the in vitro fertilization, the first thing that happens is the patient takes a lot of fertility drugs, don't they, to produce more follicles and therefore more eggs. What do we do to support them during that?
So during that time, we are increasing blood flow to the pelvic cavity, to the ovaries. We're helping to maximize follicle production, egg production, and improve egg quality. But we're also, at the same time, helping to moderate any discomfort or side effects that women can have during these, what we call the STIMs, the IVF stimulation drugs. A lot of times women feel bloated, or they can have digestive changes, they can feel fatigue, they can feel incredibly stressed out with the whole process. So in addition to the very specific fertility targeted acupuncture, we also are helping with the side effects and any discomfort that they're having.
And then they get to what's called a retrieval, which is where the doctor takes these eggs out. It's a procedure, they have it under anesthetic, and we prepare them for that, don't we?
Yes, so we generally recommend coming in within 24 hours before the retrieval. That session in particular helps to relax everything, helps relax the musculature in the pelvic cavity, helps relax the patient. And then depending on whether they're doing a fresh cycle or a frozen cycle, in a fresh cycle, the eggs will be fertilized and it will either be a 3-day or a 5-day transfer. They'll transfer the embryo within that same cycle. In a frozen transfer, often done when they're doing genetic testing on the embryos, they'll wait a cycle or two before those embryos are indeed transferred.
We're seeing more and more frozen cycles here in New York because the technology's got better, both the freezing technology and the genetic testing. And so particularly for women who've had a miscarriage in the past, it's often worth testing that these embryos are genetically normal. So you mentioned a transfer, which is what happens when they put these embryos back. Again, we can be helpful around transfer, can't we, as Chinese medicine practitioners?
Yes. So immediately before and after the transfer, we recommend getting acupuncture. So within 24 hours before the transfer, so kind of sandwiching the transfer between two acupuncture sessions. And again, the session that we would do before the transfer really helps to improve circulation in the pelvic cavity, helps to calm the patient down. And then after the transfer, we're trying to prevent any spasm of the uterus, any smooth muscle spasm. We really want to encourage implantation because once the embryo is in the uterus, it now needs to implant into the uterine lining.
And spasm is a problem. The doctors know it's a problem. By the time they've done this procedure and put the embryos back, the uterus has a tendency to spasm against the procedure. So the doctors give steroids and anti-inflammatories trying to stop that. But it turns out that acupuncture is one of the best things you can do, I think, to smooth out the spasm.
Absolutely. So the acupuncture has an amazing ability to help calm smooth muscle spasm.
So, you know, one of the things that interested me, Katie, and I don't know whether you saw this, was there was some research that took the points we would do just an hour after the transfer and did them further out. And that turned out not to have such good results. So we do change what we do, don't we, depending on where people are in that implantation cycle. So immediately after a transfer, we would do points that were very anti-inflammatory and were for local trauma. And then the next day when our patients tend to see us, we're doing more implantation points, aren't we?
Yes. So you have to be very careful. There are certain points that you do not do when a woman is pregnant or potentially pregnant. They can be too moving. And so if you do those points, as you said, immediately after the transfer, within an hour or so, they can actually help to, as we said, calm this muscle spasm, to bring more circulation to the area. But as time goes on, if the embryo has implanted, those points become dangerous. So we don't use them. We use other points. We use points that have qualities that we know help hold things in place and have a lifting effect. So the idea is that if there is an implanted embryo, we want to make sure that it stays there where it should and grows and continues to divide. And so we do points that support that.
And this is a very good argument for seeing someone who's specialized in fertility treatment. Not all acupuncturists do a great deal of fertility treatment, but it is actually quite a specialized area of Chinese medicine, isn't it?
It is. And I think it's especially important to see somebody who has been working in the field with women who are going through these treatments, because it's highly specialized and highly timed, and everything has to be very precise.
I think that's absolutely true. Obviously, you pick an awesome doctor for this, but it's also good to pick a very experienced acupuncturist. And here at the Inova Center, it is a big chunk of what we do. It's not all of what we do. We treat everybody from tiny babies to senior citizens, but we spend a lot of our time, do we not, Katie?
We do. And we love it. We're all very passionate about it.
We do love it, actually. You know, my favorite bit, and I've done this a long time, is I get to watch these kids grow up on Facebook. And some of them are now, which I'm going to feel very old when I tell you this, Katie, but some of them are now leaving high school. And I remember when they were a concept. But it is a joy, isn't it, to support women through this?
It really is. And I have to say, none of my patients have children in high school yet from the work that I've done with them. But when they do come in and tell me that they're pregnant, honestly, I feel like I'm almost as happy as they are. You know, it's just absolutely so joyful and exciting. And it makes me feel like all the work that we've done has been beyond worth it.
Well, some of these women have had really painful journeys, and we have held their hand through those painful journeys.
As I said, you know, the good news tends to make it all worth it. But when they do have bad news, and we feel that pain as well, it's also an opportunity to keep thinking, what else can we do? Where else can we make suggestions? What else can we do in our treatments? And we can continue to support them on their journey. And also, once they're pregnant, we can support them throughout the pregnancy as well and make sure that the pregnancy is a viable one. So it's extremely, extremely satisfying.
It is. And we are actually, unlike the reproductive endocrinologists who say goodbye to the patients when they're pregnant, we actually continue to see them. So we get to watch their bumps grow, and then we get to meet their babies. And we do have a pediatric practice here. So sometimes we get to treat their babies, which is part of the joy of our job, isn't it?
It's just one of the best things for me about working in this field is seeing somebody the whole distance.
I agree. Well, Katie Hogan, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your experience with us here on GCH. I hope you'll come back and do more.
I hope so too. And it has been absolutely a pleasure. And it's been so much fun to talk with you and not just pass you in the hallway as we're rushing from patient to patient.
Which is what we normally do, GCH listeners. That's our show. If you'd like to ask me a question, tell me your story, or suggest a guest for the show, you can contact me on my website, www.jillblakeway.com, or on Facebook, or you can tweet at me using the hashtag AskGCH. Thank you so much to Laurie Styron for sharing her knowledge about charitable giving with us, and many thanks to Marcy Brownstein for a really unusual recipe for vegetable pod pickles. And a big thank you to acupuncturist Katie Hogan for talking about Chinese medicine and fertility treatments. We'll be back next week with another episode of GCH, but until then, take care of yourselves.
You've been listening to GCH, a CBS radio production.